Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you, those who work so hard for your money. And you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, it's not just about being rich, about leading a rich life. Because as you're blessed financially, you can create a greater ripple effect through the lives of others. I appreciate you guys coming and joining us today. Thank you for binging and sharing. And I appreciate you guys reaching out with questions. There has been so many of you coming on, especially on that passive income calculator. We have seen so many of you that have amazing, amazing potential to create some five-figure, even six-figure cash flow in the next year. If you haven't taken that passive income calculator, go do that right now. And by the way, if you haven't done so, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples page. We are Money Ripples officially. Now you can subscribe to that channel today because we got new videos coming out every day. So check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. Okay, guys, so I want to take a different turn. I realize that many times I get very strategic on the show, and that's great. But without the heart, without the true intention and the real power that's behind all of these numbers and the strategies that we do, it will fall flat on its face. It will fail you. And so I want to talk about purpose. Like, what is that purpose in your life? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Like, what is my purpose here? What am I here to do? Now, I'm not going to answer the question for you. I'm not going to tell you what your purpose is. But what I am going to talk to you about is how I help discover my own purpose and how that could apply to you and what you can actually do to help get clear on that. And here's the one thing that's really cool about this too, is how that could actually be monetized. How can it actually lead to more financial freedom in your life? So here, let's start into it right now. Let's talk about purpose. Now, as a kid, when I was growing up, I don't know if you were like me, but I wanted to be a superhero, right? I thought it'd be cool if I had like mind powers, almost like kinetic powers that could move things in my mind, almost like a Jedi. Yeah, I wanted to fly or be super strong. But for me, it was kind of like having those Jedi-like powers, right? Like, what could I do to cause things to move? Needless to say, I grew up a little bit disappointed. I don't move many things with my mind, and sometimes even having a hard time moving with my muscles, right? But, you know, obviously, like, we always want that kind of superpower, right? What is that we have that's special? And I grew up that way. And it's interesting because as I went through life, I thought my purpose is to serve people, which is true. If you look at the purpose of your life, it's very different than the purpose in your life. Let me repeat that. The purpose of life is different than the purpose in your life. Because see, I believe the purpose of life for everybody is to serve people, to leave this planet a better place, to really create that ripple effect that I talk about on the show, right? It's really about creating that. That is the purpose of life, is how do we help bless our brothers and sisters on this planet? I believe we're given God-given abilities and unique traits and things like that that we can bless people in ways that no one else on this planet can. That's my personal belief. So I believe that's the purpose of life, that we are here to serve people. And I know even if you're not religious, many people still feel the same way, that we have this connection to each other, that we're here to bless lives. Now, the purpose in your life is where it gets very personal. This is where it's an individual answer for everybody. And that purpose in your life is the thing that is how you uniquely solve that problem. How do you uniquely show up to bless lives? Because yeah, we're all here to serve people. I remember people say, well, my purpose is to serve people. And they would say it all the time. But the truth is how do you go about serving people is the real question we should be answering. So I want to dive into that today because I started this journey really more in depth about 2008. I remember my friend Garrett White, or Garrett J. White. Some of you guys have seen him. He does Wake Up Warrior. We were in a company together. We were doing the Soul Purpose Intensives, right? As in S-O-U-L. And we were trying to help people figure out their purpose. What was interesting is that at first, it didn't really click for me. It wasn't really making sense. It was very philosophical. And I'm the kind of person, I like it to be real and tangible. And that's where it got to be fun. So here are some key things to do, because for you to be able to have your purpose, you got to know how to do this. Before I get into that, why do you even care? Why should we even worry about purpose in the first place? Because you can just exist through life, can't you? Can't you just make it through? Here's the reason why it's so important, is that that purpose is the thing that pulls you. Where your vision might be that North Star that keeps you on target, the purpose is the thing that gets you to that target faster. If you want financial freedom faster, you need to know why you're doing it. You need to know for what end, for what purpose, right? And just so you know, purpose has nothing to do with your identity, although it gets expressed through your different roles that you play. For example, for me, I'm a father. I'm also a husband. I'm a churchgoer. You know, I'm a brother that way. I'm also a teacher in this sense. I'm a leader. I'm a CEO of my company. I also play in the role of being a neighbor. I play in the role of being a community servant. I play in the role of being dishwasher and cook in my house sometimes, right? I mean, we play so many different roles in our lives. Yet, here's the thing, is that your purpose will get expressed through every single part of these roles. Your role is not who you are. I am not the anti-financial advisor. That might be a title or a role, but that's not who I am. Obviously, I'm much deeper than just a name or a title. So are you. You are too. And so you have to understand, you got to separate who you are from these roles. I notice this happens a lot with mothers, especially. Mothers get so caught up in the role of mother that if all of a sudden that changes or shifts, or maybe they can't have children for any reason, and they feel like, well, my whole purpose on this planet was to be a mom. No, it's not. You are so much more. Now, trust me, being a mom is one of the coolest roles you could ever have on this planet. I think it's probably, it might even be the coolest role to have on this planet and the most essential for our society. Yet, you are not just a mother. Many times some people say, oh, I'm just a mom, or I'm just a housewife. No, it's just so you know, a job doesn't define you either. It doesn't define who you are. You are so much more than that. You are so much greater than that, because it's about who you are from the inside that gets expressed outward. Okay. So here's the key things of how to do this, because it's so important that the more you are clear on this, the faster you will progress. So number one is you got to identify the key strengths that you have. What are your key strengths? What are the key abilities that you have? Just so you know, we all have this unique different combination. It's like a tumbler lock, right? With all these different combinations. You have a unique combination of abilities and talents that nobody else on this planet has. And even if they did, it doesn't necessarily mean it always ties up. You have this unique combination of gifts and abilities. Identify those. What are ways to do that? A great way is ask other people. I've had people go and poll and survey other people. Now, just so you know, when they survey people, especially depending on your age, you might tell them that you're not going through a midlife crisis, right? You're not dying. Nothing like that's happening. You don't have cancer. You just really want to know, how do other people see your strengths and abilities? What do they admire you in you? What do they count on you for? What do they think that they think is just so unique about you? Ask them, poll at least 5 or 10 different people. Cool thing is, you poll people that have known you your whole life versus those maybe have only known you a few months. You'll find out that they'll actually say some of the same exact things. There's something that just emanates from you that you don't even realize that just seems unique. For example, I was thinking about one of the neighbors I have recently. For her, it was so cool to see that she's like this, lights up the room, right? She just lights up. She's so friendly, so loving. You can tell she's a strong, bold woman. She probably gets in some fights, but she's just this wonderful spirit. That's something that just emanated from her from the first time we met her. It's just obvious. And it still is true today, even as we've known her for a year now. That's true with you too. So ask them. You can also take a series of tests. You can take things like the predictive index, you know, which is great even in the work environment. There's also the Myers-Briggs test. I like to use the humanmetrics.com. They're type 2 Myers-Briggs. Love it. Great way to get some unique keywords that are in there. You can take things like StrengthsFinder 2.0. There's things like that. There's so many different ways to do this. But get to know and understand, if you take multiple tests or you take multiple surveys of people, and you start to see that there's some common words or phrases that come out of it, I call that get a clue. Because if you start to see that show up multiple times, there's a purpose for it. That means this is something that's you. Pay attention. And just so you know, when it comes to money, your unique abilities are everything. Because people don't pay you for what you suck at. People pay you for what you're amazing at. I don't remember anybody coming to me in an interview saying, Chris, I want to get hired as someone who helped produce your podcast. I absolutely stink at it. I'm really not that good. In fact, I don't even know what a podcast is, but can I work for you? The answer is a resounding no, never, right? I mean, nobody would do that. We hire you for your gifts and your abilities, something that makes you different than everybody else. That's essential. Now, number two is your passion, right? What are your passions? What are you passionate about? What drives you? What can keep you up at night? What could you talk about that would all of a sudden you lose track of time? Or what could you do that you lose track of time because you just love it so much? What are your passions? What do you love doing? Even if you think you don't love something, it's funny because I've had people say, you know what? I don't love anything. And they usually tend to be more logically minded. And I'll say, well, what ticks you off? And then all of a sudden there's this huge list. I had this one guy that he's like, well, I get ticked off because I'm very loyal to my family. If somebody messes with my family, I'm mad. I'm like, great, loyalty. You're very passionate about family, family value, not just about family, right? It's about that loyalty in family, that you should be loyal to one another. He was also passionate about politics. Why? What was it about politics? He hated stupidity. He hated this and that. Great. Find out what those are. You even find your values a lot of times when you start to find that. Here's what I found out is that the more passionate you are about something, the faster you become gifted at it. In fact, many times your passions might even coincide with your strengths. I learned this as a ballroom dancer. If you haven't watched the show long enough, I used to be one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers. Now, I stink today. I would get my butt kicked in competition. But back then, I did pretty well. And when I was dancing, the thing is, I had danced many years less than other people. There was kids dancing since they were like barely could walk, 3, 4 years old. They were starting to dance. I started when I was 18, and I kind of stunk even when I was 18. Eventually, by the time I got my early 20s, I started getting better and better, not because I was a naturally gifted dancer, but because there were certain strengths and passions that I had that coincided. For example, one of my strengths is that I like to do things and perfect on things. I like to make it better and better and just keep perfecting on it. And so that's exactly what I did with dancing. I was like, okay, can I do this a little bit better? Can I do this a little better? Can I do this a little better? I'm also very coachable, especially if it's something that I want to be coached in. If I don't want to be coached in it, I won't be coachable, of course. But I'm very coachable. So I would absorb things and learn it and then try it out and practice it and just try to refine it over and over. Those are some of my gifts. Here's another gift. I love teaching. If you couldn't tell, this is a passion and a gift. I teach. And so many people would say, oh, that's cool. How did you do that? Now, unlike some ballroom dancers, some of them would never share information. They say, I spent hundreds or thousands of dollars learning this. Go figure it out yourself. Me, I was an open book. I was like, here, let me show you. And of course, the teacher always becomes the best student, right? As I taught more and more, I perfected it myself. I got better because I was able to teach it. And that's what helped me accelerate past even people that had been dancing many more years than I had been. This is true. And in fact, I'll share this quote with you. I think this quote is really cool. This one's from Oprah. It says, follow your passion. It will lead to your purpose. What are your passions? What are those things that you have? What kind of purpose can we create out of that? That's essential. So find out what your passions are. What are you passionate about? Now, when you start to combine this together, now there's way more than this, of course. Here in our Wealth Accelerator Academy, we actually have a whole course called Monetize Your Divine Genius, which not only helps you find these things, but even how to monetize it, right? And I want to talk about that right now, because when I started to get very clear on this, on my values, my strengths, my passions, and really that purpose, that's where it came together. And I'll show you this here. It says, and this is actually something I had created. I even had my friend, he actually helped me design it. I have very specific reasons for the images. You don't have to create an image. I did. But this is the purpose statement I created, the mission statement I had for my life. Regardless of what roles I'm in, this is the statement. It says, I'm a leader and teacher through powerful conversations and faithfulness, establishing higher standards of service, perseverance, and stewardship to create happy, fruitful lives. Now, this shouldn't mean anything to you necessarily, but it means everything to me, right? In fact, I even shorten this phrase now when I do this. I just have, I establish higher standards of service, perseverance, and stewardship to create happy, fruitful lives. Because I don't need a leader and teacher. It pretty soon became a part of who I was. Even though I needed it at the time, I didn't really believe I was a leader and teacher when I had this made in 2008. Also, you know, through powerful conversations and faithfulness, through really word and deed, do I create those things? Well, eventually it became a part of me. Eventually it was just level up, right? That's really what my theme is about, is how to up-level everything in your life, how to create a happy, fruitful life. That's really what my purpose is. That's why I do this show. This is why I am a podcaster as one of my roles. It's not who I am. It's a role that I'm fulfilling. Even Money Ripples is not me, right? Money Ripples is just an expression of that purpose in this. I really believe that we have God-given abilities and talents and that we're here for a purpose. And that purpose is to create and bless more lives. And sometimes the surprising thing is you don't even realize how you bless people's lives. Speaking of that neighbor I just mentioned, you know, I was out going for a run. Many of you that don't know this, I'm a marathoner. Again, not my purpose. It's a role, right? But I'm a marathoner. I'm a runner. And I was out on the trail about 3 miles into my run. I see some people at the end of the trail, right? About where the intersection of the road, the trail that I was running. And I could see that somebody fell off their bike. Now I saw one group of people come up. They stopped, but then they moved along. I thought, oh, they're probably just fine. Maybe I should even stop myself. And so as I'm approaching, also one of the women says, "Is that Chris Miles?" And of course, I'm a little bit shocked because I can't quite see who it is yet. But then as I get close, I can see, oh, it's my next door neighbor. Funny meeting you here. Of course, I guess, you know, 3 miles on a trail, you eventually see somebody you might know. So anyways, I stop and find out that the other two women that are there, they collided in their bicycles and one of them fell off and hurt her shoulder. And so she was sitting on the ground. She looked horrible. She really wasn't speaking clearly. You could tell she was dazed and too dizzy to stand up. Well, you know, of course, that neighbor said, "Hey, can you give her a blessing, right? Can you bless her?" And I said, "Well, yeah, of course." And she asked the woman. The woman wasn't really responding well. I don't know if she was embarrassed and didn't really want one. Either way, to the point where the other bicyclist said, "Well, okay, if you don't want that, do you want to just go home?" And she's like, "Yeah, I just want to go home and lay down and see my husband." I said, "Oh, should we call him? Should we call for a ride?" And she said, "Yes." And that very moment, a car pulls around, a truck pulls up and says, "Hey, do you need a ride?" I mean, literally within 5 seconds, right? I mean, right after she said yes, the truck came around the corner and then slowed down and stopped to see her that was, she was on the side of the road there, said, "Do you need a ride?" She said, "Yes." He had enough room. He could put the bicycle in the back. My neighbor went back to ride with her. We helped her in and got her back home. We found out later that she had a broken clavicle. So she actually really did get hurt. She was injured pretty badly, but she's doing fine now. But as she was getting ready to leave, my neighbor said, "Chris, thank you so much." I said, "I didn't do anything. I just really, for the most part, stood here and just helped her into the truck. But I didn't give her a blessing. I didn't really do anything magical." She said, "That's not the point." She's like, "You being here meant everything." And again, it came back to mind of this. What is your purpose, right? Now, service is a big thing, obviously. I don't know if I'm pointing the right place. There we go. Service. Service is a big thing, right? That's to me. Just the fact that I was there, the presence, sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes you don't even have to do anything. You just have to be who you are. That's my challenge, is to be the best of who you are. And yes, how does this come back financially? It's everything. Because the more you are authentically yourself and who you are, the better you do financially, the better you're able to live in that congruence. And right now, we need more of that. And if I were to even add extra advice, this would be like investing, not 101, not 202, I'd call it 505, right? One of the best things I've ever learned in investing is to listen to that inner voice, right? To listen to that whisper. Being in tune spiritually is so much more important than almost anything you can do. Learning this stuff is great, but getting in tune, get rid of the noise and the chatter of the world, getting in tune spiritually, making a connection, whether it's to God or whatever source you connect with, the universe, whatever, getting in tune with that, and you start to listen to those whisperings, you'll know what are some of the best decisions. Some of those decisions might say, "I want to invest my money here. Even though this looks better, something tells me to go here." It might also tell you, "Hey, I should probably reach out to Chris." I can't tell you how many times people have said, "Hey, I was actually praying and then this came up and I just felt like inspired to reach out." And I was like, "Hey, I was just praying today that I would meet somebody who needed our help, that we could meet up and connect together." That could be you. It may not be, but regardless, there's so many ways that that whisper can help guide your life. And when you're aligned with your purpose and you're aligned with your strengths and your passions and everything else, things just move more easily. Things just work out better. And it pulls you faster to that goal that you have, that vision that you have for that free life or whatever kind of life you have, that abundant life, that prosperous life, that life where your children say, "Wow, I want that life too." The kind of life that people look at you and say, "You must have been so lucky." And you realize like, it has nothing to do with luck. It has everything to do with who I am and showing up with that purpose. Guys, that is the key. Find ways to understand those strengths and those passions and really take your values and everything about who you are, connect with your source, connect with God, connect with whatever you need to do to understand that whisper, hear what is the right path for you, because our paths are all different and we show up ways to rock people's worlds. We show up in ways to serve in ways that can bless people's lives that no one else can. Even if you think you can't do it, there are people out there, I know that they will cross your path that are meant for you, that if I were to cross their paths, it wouldn't do anything for them. But if you were to cross their path, their life could be altered and changed and blessed forever. That is my challenge to you guys. If you want to make it a wonderful and prosperous, not just a week, but a life, find your purpose and utilize that to your advantage to bless more lives and be more prosperous. And hey, if the money follows too, even better, because that allows you to expand that purpose to be bigger and bigger. And again, be an instrument in the hands of our God, be an instrument in being a blessing to lives of our brothers and sisters on this planet. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week and make it a prosperous and really purposeful life. We'll talk to you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.